Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Avian influenza, common among wild and domestic fowl, usually impacts only birds and occasionally humans. One strain of influenza of interest to public health officials, called HPAI H5N1, can be highly pathogenic to poultry and also affect waterfowl. This form has also caused over 200 human deaths in Europe and Asia since the late 1990s.
There's been not a single confirmed case in the North American continent of highly pathogenic H5N1.
Dave Morris and is waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
We are doing our due diligence. We are part and parcel to the early detection and surveillance efforts that are currently going to be ongoing in the United States this year.
The highly pathogenic H5N1 may impact humans who come into contact with infected birds, so U.S. health officials and wildlife authorities have undertaken a North American waterfowl surveillance program to identify potential problems before they manifest.
Texas is one of the level one states for sampling. Level one means that we have to collect 1,000 samples from migratory birds. And what we'll do is we will actually take swabs of these birds, submit them to labs. The labs will then run tests on these birds to determine does it or doesn't it have highly pathogenic H5N1.
We'll have more on avian influenza tomorrow. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.